Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Tom Parker, president and CEO of U.S. Silver. The company trades on the TSX Venture Exchange, ticker symbol USA. Thanks for joining us today, Tom.
Thank you for having me.
Great, anytime. Now, start off by talking to us, giving us an update on the production of Galena.
Well, we've just made a press release this morning in which we stated that we had produced 1,218,000 ounces of silver in the first 6 months of this year. That's a significant increase over what we did in the first half of 2008. We have a cash cost for the first half of the year of I believe it was $10.95 per ounce of silver. We also produce a lead and a copper products. And in our case, we do not do equivalent ounces. We take a byproduct credit. The byproducts at today's metal prices are worth about $1.75 to $1.85 per ounce of silver. And that has been deducted to arrive at the $10.95 figure.
Great. And give us an update on your other projects, such as Cow and Calladay.
Well, the Coeur mine is on care and maintenance. It has been for about the last 12 years. We are currently running the Coeur mill. We process all of our lead ore through that mill. The mines are connected on the 3,700-foot level, so we can rail the ore from the production areas in the Galena mine. We rail it across to the west to the Coeur shaft, and then we hoist it up at the Coeur and process it through that mill. The mines are about 12,500 feet apart. The Calladay was never a producing mine. It was a 4,900-foot deep exploration shaft that was sunk in the 70s and 80s. There were some stations established at various levels in the mine. There was some diamond drilling done. The companies involved, Callahan Mining, Day Mines, and Asarco, have all been acquired by other companies. And with the low metal prices for silver in particular through the 90s, frankly, the Calladay, again, we're connected to it underground. We believe it's an asset, but it's lower in priority for us for exploration purposes than developing additional ore within the Galena mine. The Calladay, it has an operating hoist, et cetera, but you don't have the established mine levels and infrastructure. So for the moment, we're focusing our exploration efforts with underground drilling at the Galena.
Great. Thanks for the update. And talk to us about the significance of the recent share purchase option.
Well, we've done two things. We've just completed an equity offering managed by Coremark and Research Capital, both in Toronto. It was oversubscribed, so we've raised gross 4.6 million Canadian. We announced at the same time that we had granted some options to our non-executive directors, and that was really done for two reasons. We ask our directors to assist us a great deal. A couple of my directors were very much involved and heavily responsible for the annual report, for instance. The directors, because of cash conservation, they have agreed to put into escrow half of their annual retainer fees, and they will stay in escrow until the company achieves a certain amount of money in the treasury, independent of any financing. So it was felt that there should be some reward for their efforts and assistance, and the recent options were granted to them. That's as good an explanation as I can give you. The equity offering, the funds will end up net about probably, don't have the final numbers yet, but around 4 million Canadian. We have announced that because of that, starting July the 27th, we will resume rehabilitating the Galena shaft. That is a shaft that caved in 1998. It fell in from the 2,400-foot level to the 3,200-foot level. U.S. Silver has repaired 660 of the 800 feet that were caved, so we have 140 feet to go, and we estimate that will require about 6 months to complete. We also have purchased some equipment, and we finished paying for that so that we don't get charged any interest, and the rest of the money will just be used for working capital to strengthen the treasury a bit.
Great. And so moving forward, talk a little bit, walk us through your background and experience as well as that of the key management team over at U.S. Silver.
I joined the company in November, first as a consultant and then as a full-time employee in February. I'm a mining engineer by education. I have about, I guess if you include summer work, 45 years of experience in a variety of minerals and in a variety of applications, but a good part of my work has been in operations. I have been the CEO for other publicly traded companies as well. I was CEO for High Plains Uranium, which was acquired by Energy Metals, and the shareholders were happy with that. I'm also the acting mine manager at the Galena Mine, and that is on purpose. It's it allows me to be more hands-on on what I'm doing. At the moment, the Galena is our only operating property. We have plans afoot for bringing on some additional exploration areas, and eventually I will hire a mine manager here, and we'll probably have my office in Wallace, Idaho, which is 3 miles down the road, so it will allow me to stay close to the operations. The management here, we have a mixture. My chief engineer has been with us about a year, but my mill superintendent has been with the company and its predecessors for over 30 years. I have, at the mine, I have a mixture of people with 20 to 35 years experience. And then we have people with 3 years or less. We have some in between, but not too many. Due to the low metal prices in the 90s and early 2000s, there's one or two generations of miners that are missing because there weren't jobs and nobody went into the profession. I will say that with today's prices, the availability of semi-skilled to skilled mining labor is much better than it was a year and a half ago. It was very difficult to find people then. There aren't many underground hard rock mines left in the United States, so it isn't as though there's 20 other operations that a person can go to. Miners, by tradition, a certain segment of the mining population is particularly the guys that work on contract, are fairly mobile individuals. And if the pay is better someplace else, they will move along. But right now we're able to get people with adequate experience levels. And so things are going well. We're spending a lot of time trying to improve the infrastructure and, of course, focusing on reducing costs. The changes I've made have been to increase production, and that and work on the cost structure. The most leveraging thing we can do is produce more ounces each month.
Great. And so, yeah, moving forward into the next year, Tom, what specific goals does the management team hope to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Well, we're doing a number of things. Number one, we expect to finish the Galena shaft in about 6 months. That will allow us to put most of our men and materials down the Galena shaft. And our second operating shaft is the number three shaft. That's where we hoist all of our ore. So it gives us more time for hoisting, although that is not a constraint at the moment. But it also gives us more time to do additional maintenance in the shaft. They do require maintenance on a regular basis, and we do that now on the graveyard shift. But a little extra maintenance time certainly won't hurt anything. We are also, we have begun last week, we've restarted exploration drilling underground, and the purpose of that is to improve the knowledge level and move resources into the reserve category. Overall, what we're looking at is establishing reserve blocks where we can put in new mining areas, new mining stopes, as we call them, because over time, say the next 18 months, my objective is for us to increase the production out of the Galena mine. We have two mills. We have the Galena mill that has a capacity of about 900 to 1,000 tons per day, and the Coeur mill has a capacity of about 500 tons per day. We currently mine 950 to 1,000 tons a day. So if we can establish the mining areas underground, we have the milling capacity to increase our production. And we haven't finalized the numbers yet, so this is not a forecast. But notionally, we'd like to develop enough mining areas that we could fill up both mills and be milling 1,400 tons a day instead of 950 or 1,000. But that's a longer-term project. It's probably a minimum of 18 months to achieve that and several million dollars. We just haven't developed the numbers sufficiently to quote firm figures.
Great. Now, in terms of looking at your future growth, will you continue to go organically? Will you look for some M&A activities or
both?
A combo of both? Yeah.
We think that the
And if so, what sort of criteria do you look for in companies?
Well, you know, we're not that flush with cash, so anything we would do would probably be primarily stock based. But we think that there are a number of junior mining companies, and we think that there will be consolidation in the industry. We would prefer to be a consolidator than someone that is acquired, but the board is always sensitive to what's best for the shareholders. We don't have any specific targets right now. I would say that our bigger emphasis is on internal organic growth. We believe there is still a great deal of mineralization within the boundaries of the Galena mine. That's the reason we've resumed our underground diamond drilling. But we do get people come by. Right now, it's very difficult for people to raise money, and you have some companies that may have an attractive suite of properties, but lack the capital to keep them or to explore them. We're not going to be spending tens of millions a year in exploration outside of this area, but we are we're on the lookout, looking for good opportunities. It would no doubt be in the probably in the minerals that we're in, copper, silver mineralization. We don't have an agenda to be in the gold business, but we wouldn't shy away from it. And we have, in our management, we have the ability to deal with either open pit or underground mining. And we're an established operating property. We have all our permits. We pay no royalties. We have no debt. We have, as I say, all the permits we need, and we're an established producing property. So we feel pretty good about ourselves, and we're just trying to focus on costs and make it a more profitable operation.
Great. And in terms of investors right now, do you think that investors understand the general direction of the company?
Juan, I have to tell you that in the past, U.S. Silver was disappointing. We promised things that we did not deliver, and our share price went up. At one point, we were at $1.40 Canadian, and with the precipitous decline in metal prices in the second half of 2008, we got as low as 3 cents a share, so we've got disappointed shareholders. We have been trading back again above 20 cents, and we're currently around 14 or 15 cents, again, all Canadian. So I understand that we've had disappointed shareholders. Our job now is to establish credibility, and I think we're doing that. We've had six solid, actually December was a good month as well. We've had seven solid months of production. We've significantly reduced our costs, and we're investing to reduce them even more. We are totally unhedged, and as I say, we have no debt. So we're 85 to 90% of our revenue comes from the sale of silver concentrates. So we are a pure silver play, and we have not hedged the silver. So if an investor is looking for silver, and if he believes that we can continue the performance we established in the last few months, I think we're very cheap, and we intend to continue that performance.
Certainly. And once again, joining us today is Tom Parker, President and CEO of U.S. Silver. And the company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is USA, currently trading at 14 cents. That's Canadian, correct?
Yes. And also, let me mention, Juan, that we are on the pink sheets.
Mm-hmm.
And the symbol there is CYLPF on the pinks.
Okay, great. So once again, CYLPF on
yes.
On the pink sheets.
Correct.
And before we conclude, Tom, what are some of the key reasons why U.S. Silver represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, I think probably because of our underperformance based on several of the metrics people use to value. If you look at other similar-sized companies, we're trading at a discount. Again, I'll say the same thing. We have no debt. We have no hedges. We have a nice, clean balance sheet. We have no pending litigation. We have no issues with the EPA. Our tailings facility is fully permitted. And we're a producing, operating mine. The mine has been here since the early 50s. We currently have a seven-year supply of proven and probable reserves and a larger amount of resource. The Galena still has a great deal of mineralization in it, and I think it has a good future.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today, Tom.
Thank you.